Man, we're starting 2026 off right, aren't we? Today is January 3rd. It's 2026. We're 3 days into the fucking year. And even though we have not declared war, we have attacked, apparently, we have attacked Venezuela. And according to all of the social media posts, because that's how we govern now, apparently, is through social media from Dear Leader. We have captured Maduro, the president of Venezuela, and his wife. And they are apparently either on their way or are already here in the United States to stand trial. To stand trial for what? I'm not entirely sure. But we have literally attacked a sovereign nation in violation of, possibly in violation of sections of the United Nations Charter. I'm not clear on that part exactly. But, you know, and this is kind of putting the finer point on all of the bullshit that this administration's been doing by targeting and destroying these boats, which at the very most, the only drugs that were on these fucking boats was marijuana. Some of the wreckages of the boats, I think, wound up on the shore somewhere. And all they found, other than dead bodies, was maybe some baggies of marijuana. A drug that Donald Trump himself has issued an executive order moving it from a Schedule 1 to a Schedule 3 narcotic, which, I mean, marijuana should have never been a Schedule 1 anyway. You don't put it in with fentanyl and cocaine and heroin and all of that. You just don't. It's not the same. It is not some will say, oh, it's a gateway drug. Fuck you. It is not a gateway drug. I don't know of anybody in my social circles, as small as it is, that has ever started doing marijuana, smoking marijuana, having edibles and what have you, and then woke up one morning and go, you know what would be cool? I get a pretty good feeling. Everything is all right with the world when it comes to marijuana, but I'd really like to try cocaine. Yeah, no. And of course, he did not get approval from, nor did he notify Congress that he was doing this. Now, of course, there's going to be some on the right that comes out and says that up under, I think it's Article 2 of the Constitution that puts him in charge of the armed forces, that because he was trying to protect Americans or military personnel or some bullshit over there, that he was within his rights to authorize the strike and capture a leader of a sovereign nation. Someone that we are not at war with, someone who has not attacked us, but someone that he's just decided all the way back during his first term. Now, I'm not saying that Maduro's a great guy. Don't get me wrong. His rise to power and his incessant need to continue to remain in power, honestly, is a reflection of our current leader of the United States. And now that I think about it, maybe that's the reason why Trump wanted to take his ass out, is he didn't like the competition. And all of this after a New Year's Eve party, and I think Trump was like, you know, peace on earth and blah, 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 except Venezuela. Let's, you know, fuck Venezuela. Not the Venezuelan people, but the leader of the Venezuelan government. Just fuck him in particular. I mean, MAGA, is this what you voted for? And we all know what he's doing. The country of Venezuela sits on the largest, as far as I know, the largest oil reserves on the fucking planet. The number I saw was something around 300 billion. That's with a B. 300 billion barrels of oil in Venezuela. And you can sit there all day long and you can support and you can vindicate this son of a bitch saying, oh, he's just taking out the narco terrorist, which is a bullshit term in and unto itself. He's just looking after America. He's protecting the United States, which is what he ran on. And you are a fool if that's what you think, because that is not what he's doing. He wants the oil. He wants the oil from Venezuela. That's what he wants. Plain and simple. There is no hidden agenda there other than the, well, I mean, I guess that would be the quote hidden agenda. If you're stupid and don't see through the bullshit, it was never about drugs. You get the American people accustomed to these attacks on the fishing boats, because that's what they were. They were fishing boats. And at no point have they ever proven that any of these fishing boats that they destroyed and these people that they killed, I think 20 people or so, something like that. I could be wrong on the number. They have never proven that there were any drugs on those boats. None whatsoever. But it's an easy way to condition us to look at that. I mean, at first, you know, we're all looking at it going, what the fuck is he doing? And then the more you do it and the more that they justify it, well, we're like, okay. Except there are those of us who never went, okay. We balked at every damn fishing boat that they destroyed. So much so that you actually, as I'm sure you're aware, Senator Mark Kelly and several a handful of others actually came out and made a public statement in a video reminding all military personnel that it is your constitutional right, your duty and responsibility to refuse illegal orders, of which, of course, then Trump said, well, you're fucking traitors. You should be hanged. Put your asses in front of a firing squad. You're traitors to the Constitution of America. You're traitors to the American people. And more so, you're a traitor to me. But you desensitize. You do it enough. You desensitize people. And then after the holidays are passed and we're basically 3 days into the new year, it's like, now here's what it was that I was ultimately after. And he's going to tout this as a win for democracy. He's going to tout this as a win for the American people. He's going to tout this as a win for the free world. And it's not. He acted just like any authoritarian leader would. Mine. I want that. He reminds me, and I'm shameful for even saying this because I don't want to cast dispersions on a beloved character, but he reminds me of Rocket in the MCU. I want that. I need that. I must have that. That's Trump. That is Trump. He wants to be seen to the Venezuelan people as a savior. He wants to be seen to the American people as a righteous leader, not only fighting for Americans, but fighting for everyone in the world that should be, quote, free and live in a democratic society, even though he does not want America to be a democratic society. Because in a truly democratic society, which we've endeavored to have for almost 250 years, he can't get away with the shit that he's getting away with. But we've turned a blind eye to it. I am honestly concerned about the state of our country moving forward. What is our national debt now? 37, 38? I mean, have we hit $40 trillion yet? I can no longer afford health insurance. My monthly premiums have gone up from roughly $175 a month to almost $1,800, $1,900 a month. No, I can't afford that. And therefore, we will not have health insurance this year. You know what? If I have a heart attack and I manage to survive, fuck the hospitals. Thank you for saving my life, but you're not going to get one goddamn penny out of me because I can't afford to pay $100,000 or whatever some nonsense that it's going to cost for you to save my fucking life. No, you can send me bills. You can, as the old saying is, you can dun me till you're blue in the fucking face. At most, you might get $25, $50 a month for the rest of my life. That's it. You can destroy my credit, but you're not going to get $100,000 out of me for saving my life. Just not going to happen. And even with the plan that I had, I'd still have to come out of pocket roughly $18,000 to $20,000, $16,000 to $18,000, somewhere in there. That in itself would be rough. And again, it would still be the $25 or $50, maybe $100 a month until I died, probably. This country is so fucked up. It is still, in my opinion, we are still one of the greatest nations on the planet. Because of our potential, because of the good things that we have done in the past, we still have it in us to be the greatest nation on Earth. But currently, we're the most fucked up nation on Earth. We're zeroing in on a $40 trillion national debt that we'll never pay off. Millions upon millions upon millions of people, starting this January 1, just a couple of days ago, 2026, will no longer have health insurance. The minimum wage in this country has not been increased from $7.25 an hour since 2009. It is taking the states and then certain cities within those states to actually do what the federal government refuses to do. $15 an hour wage, $18 an hour wage, $20 an hour wage. I think my son told me that like in Seattle, it's around $23 or $24 an hour. And I can already hear the people on the right going, oh, well, that's the reason why old fast food's fucking expensive now. No, it's not. Every damn study that has ever been done showing that if you went from a basically a $7 an hour salary to a $15, added maybe 50 cents to 75 cents to something like a Big Mac. But instead, even in places where the minimum wage has not been increased to the levels of 15, 18, 20, 23, 24, whatever, per hour, you have meals at McDonald's that used to cost $4 to $6 are now $14. And the meals are smaller. Shrinkflation. Now, I get it. There's a lot of variables that go into all of this. His fucking tariffs are wrecking the economy of not only the United States, but a lot of countries around the world. And the countries that are waking up to it, they're the ones that are going to come out of this. Their economies are going to be more robust. China is not waiting around on us. China's economy in the next 5 years is probably going to kick the shit out of us. They were always the number two, have been for a long time. We were the number one economy, they were number two. We're about to be a number two, number three, somewhere in there. We're going to be a third world country. If we, as the citizens of the United States, the people that the government fucking works for, that the president of the United States works for, if we don't wake up and take matters into our own hands and right this ship, we are sinking and this country is not going to exist much longer. There's a real possibility, and I know I'm being very dystopian here, there's a real possibility that we celebrate 250 years of this country's founding this coming summer. We may not see 255 or 260 if things don't get corrected. And it bothers me. I'm worried. I'm now going into my late 50s, and I would hate to think that everything that I have worked for, everything that I have done in my life is going to be all for naught because of some fucking dumbass reality TV star wannabe thinks that running the country is a television show. That's all he cares about. Ratings, ratings, ratings. That's the reason why he governs via social media. He puts shit out there and gauges the reaction so that he can get the most likes, the best ratings. It's horrible. So it's incumbent upon all of us that in the upcoming elections, especially the midterms coming in the 2026, this does not need to be a blue wave. This needs to be a fucking tsunami. This needs to be epic, like the biblical flood, which, by the way, did not cover the entire earth. It only flooded a region because nobody else knew anything about the rest of the fucking planet. But still, if you look at it in terms of a global wide flood, this is what we need. That is the level that we need to replace not only MAGA, severe right-leaning senators and congresspeople in the House of Representatives, but any Democrats who are basically being milquetoast, like, yeah, well, you know, kind of center. Now, you need to get aggressive. You need to get aggressive. I don't mean go to the far left, like fringe far left. That's not what I'm saying. But you need to be about the midpoint between being in the center and the fringe left, because there's a lot of changes that need to happen in the United States. We need universal health care, single payer health care. There's absolutely no damn reason why billionaires and one man in particular should be worth more than 90% of us here in the United States. I'm not talking communism. I'm not even talking socialism. But I am talking about democratic socialism, some type of controlled capitalism. I don't fault anybody for making good, making money, building a business, being successful. That's what we all want to do. But not a single one of us got there on our own. We all had help. Elon Musk did not get to where he was without government handouts. People got all pissed off back when Obama, I think it was during his first term, but he made comments like, you know, you didn't build the roads, you didn't build the infrastructure that lets your business thrive. Therefore, you need to contribute back to the totality of the system. All for one, one for all. We all benefit if we all work together and we all contribute to the overall good of America. That's not to say that we're not going to have assholes. We're going to have people that are just complete jerks and assholes and believe that they should be number one. They should have all the money because they are the best, they are the brightest, et cetera, et cetera. Elon Musk. If Elon Musk were truly a humanitarian, and he's even come out and said something about, I forget, I'm paraphrasing, you know, about ending world hunger and all this other kind of bullshit, the man could really do some good, if not for the world, at least for the United States. And then we can start working on the rest of the world. Because it's not our job, it's not our responsibility as the United States to provide for everybody around the globe. We do have the biggest, baddest motherfucking military. We make the most money. We are the most prosperous, the richest country on the planet. And by that same token, we do have a responsibility to humanity. But first and foremost, it starts here in America. I'm not an America first zealot, but we do need to take care. It's like whenever you're a caregiver. The idea is you have to take care of yourself first so that you can take care of others. And that's exactly what we need to do here. We've got to take care of America so that we can help take care of the rest of the world. And that does not mean that the rest of the world has to believe the way we do. It does not mean that the rest of the world has to follow a certain religious path, a certain political path. I mean, granted, it is kind of hard to help countries like China and Russia, but baby steps, all right? So I don't know. It just, when I woke up this morning and I saw that, and at first, there was this little morsel of disbelief, like, are you fucking kidding me? Am I being pranked? And then I looked and several more articles went to Ground News and all of that, which they're not a sponsor. And I'm like, no, this actually happened. Holy shit. This actually happened. I'm worried. You should be too. All right, that's it for this rant. Thanks for taking the time. Listen to this episode of Don Talk. I'll be back whenever the bug crawls up my ass. I want to bitch some more. Take care.